Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. We have shifted our weather to a little more springtime-like, and we have flipped the calendar to April in the last week. You may be out and about working in your yard a little more often and noticing some of the colorful things blooming in your landscape or in landscaping around your area. If you're wondering what those colorful flowers are or what types of things you can plant in your home landscape to get some of that spring color, we're going to learn a little bit more about that from Aaron Style, our consumer horticulture specialist at Iowa State University Extension. The colorful flowers of spring are always a welcome sight after a long gray winter, and we all love the familiar tulips and daffodils as the lawns begin to green up in the spring. Today we're going to talk about the many landscape plants that you might consider incorporating into your landscape to bring some of that bright and cheery spring bloom to your Iowa landscape. Again, we are familiar at the first sign of spring being the emergence of those crocuses, daffodil, and other spring flowering bulbs. There are other perennials that may be popping out in a yard near you. Lenten rose is a semi-green to evergreen perennial that's usually one of the first plants to bloom in the landscape. It has a nodding bell-like flower and appears usually in late March and ranges in color from creamy white to pink to burgundy. Pasque flower is another compact perennial reaching 4 to 6 inches tall and growing well in full sun to part shade, producing purple, maroon, or white flowers. Heartleaf brunera is another low-growing 12 to 18 inch tall perennial with a more mounding habit and attractive heart-shaped leaves with white or silver spots on them. A few other things you may see coming up in spring include bleeding heart, crested iris, creeping phlox, pig squeak, lungwort, moss phlox, candy tuft, snowdropped anemone, basket of gold, and violets. If you're looking for shrubs to add color to your early spring landscape, several varieties can help you get off to a colorful start. Vernal witch hazel is a large shrub that grows 8 to 10 foot tall and usually one of the first to bloom in Iowa with yellow to reddish flowers. Cornelian cherry dogwood is a large shrub growing 20 to 25 foot tall and another early bloomer with yellow flowers. The star magnolia is a white fragrant flowered shrub that flowers in April but can sometimes be damaged by a late frost or freeze, so plant that carefully and preferably in a slightly sheltered area. Other spring blooming shrubs that you may want to consider include goat willow, pussy willow, forsythia, northern lights azalea, nanking cherry, PJM rhododendron, flowering quince, fothergilla, white forsythia, spice bush, and pearl bush. And finally, if you're looking to make a statement, there are some trees you may want to consider adding in your yard for springtime blooms. Some of these smaller ornamental trees have very showy blooms in the spring, including the eastern redbud, which is a small, attractive native tree with pinkish-purple flowers. Service berries are multi-stemmed small trees native to Iowa woodlands that have white flowers in early spring. Other common names for this tree include Juneberry, Shadebush, Sarvis tree, and Saskatoon. Crab apples are a well-known and excellent tree for the home landscape because of their adaptability and diversity, and you can get that in a wide range of cultivars with white, red, pink, or even almost purple flowers. With a crab apple, you do want to select a cultivar that is resistant to apple scab to make sure the tree stays attractive and healthy all season long. Other small trees with spring bloom include saucer magnolias, cherry plums, flowering cherry, coosa dogwood, red horse chestnuts, pagoda dogwood, and hawthorn trees. And finally, if you live near a native area or are looking to plant natives in your landscape that will bloom in the spring, there are many Iowa native woodland flowers that are great additions, especially in the shade garden. Most are ephemeral with a relatively short bloom time in early spring and are often small-statured perennials that are easily tucked among other shade garden plants. A reminder, if you are looking for native plants, you should always order these from local or mail order nurseries and do not dig plants from their native habitats and move them. A few native ephemeral woodland flowers to look for include spring beauty, bloodroot, trout lily, shooting star, hepatica, trillium, Dutchman's breeches, Virginia bluebell, Solomon seal, false Solomon seal, Mary Bell's May apple, woodland phlox, wild ginger, jack in the pulpit, and wild columbine. Again, more information and a full list of those plants for spring available on the ISU Extension homepage under News. Speaking of getting out in the spring, if you're getting out and moving more and would like to work on adjusting your daily meals to meet your health goals, we have some tips in our April News You Can Use newsletter about modifying your diet to lower cholesterol. Your body needs cholesterol to make vitamins and hormones, but too much can put you at risk for heart disease. Cholesterol travels in the blood on proteins called lipoproteins. Low-density lipoproteins are bad cholesterol because they let cholesterol build up in blood vessels. That would be the LDL number if you get a blood test. High-density lipoproteins, HDLs, are known as the good cholesterol because they bring cholesterol back to the liver to be removed from the blood. What we eat has a big part in helping keep our blood cholesterol levels healthy, and a heart-healthy diet can lower that bad cholesterol while raising the good cholesterol. Making small changes to your diet can make a big difference. One of our options is choosing healthier fats. Fats in the foods are what makes a difference on your cholesterol levels. You can try to eat more unsaturated fats from things like olive oil, salmon, tuna, avocado, nuts, and seeds to raise your HDL levels and limit or reduce the amount of saturated fats that you're eating, such as full-fat dairy, heavy meat products, cookies, cakes, and processed foods. You can eat more soluble fiber, which helps limit the absorption of cholesterol. Examples of good soluble fibers include whole grain breads, oatmeals, bananas, apples, legumes, and lentils. For more information on lowering cholesterol using your diet, check out the News You Can Use newsletter on the Cass County Extension homepage under Words on Wellness. Stay in tune with what's happening in Cass County through the Cass County Extension webpage, Facebook page, or follow 4-H on Instagram. You can also stop by the Extension office or give us a call, 712-243-1132, and we'd be happy to help you find resources, information, and upcoming programs of interest to you. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.